Good morning. We're taking Chayyadim Kalamates, Simintes. We're talking about the din of Tevilas Yadayim. And Mechemesh Hasatchak Shein Lumayim. He says in a case where water is not available, but to litwa yada b'sheleg hamunach ala aretz. So you're allowed to travel your hands in snow. Now, we're going to add a few conditions over here to allow that. Number one is there has to be 40 saw. So the snow is spread out over a large area, and then the amount of snow which is there is the equivalent of 40 saw worth of snow. So that's the shear for a mikvah. So you have your shear mikvah in the present in the form of snow. Even though the snow might be actually be not piled high, it can be a low fall of snow, but it's spread out over a large area. That's still fine. However, it has to be deep enough that even you plunge your hands into it, the hand will be the whole hand will receive an act of tefillah at one time. Now, it's not clear to me, and this is 40 saw is a measure of volume, so we could say that the snow covers 40 saw. Even though there's not 40 so worth of water in it, it means when the snow melts, it's going to lose a large amount of its volume, become much less. So if the idea is that we're saying that there's water contained here, there has to be 40 so worth of water, that would be a much larger amount of snow. Or do we say right now in the state that it's in, since it's snow and the water has crystallized, etc. The volume of 40 saw, even though it's much less than 40 saw of water, but that's okay because it's 40 saw. It seems the assumption is we need 40 saw, the measure of volume of the snow, not what it would be if it was converted into water. But I've not seen somebody address the question clearly. Okay. So this is true not only for Tevilas Yadayim, this is true for Kelim and Amikvah as well. So if a person wouldn't have access to a mikvah, and there's a very large snowfall and he can't get out, so theoretically, if he needs it to be tevel the kli, he can be tevel the kli in the snow itself. Now there is a din of that it has to touch, so you have to make sure that the kli is going into the snow. There has to be snow which then goes inside of the kli as well. It has to, the same way you put a kli into the mikvah, you can't have an air bubble where there's, if you put the kli upside down and there's an air bubble, so there's one spot where the water is not touching the kli, it's not a valid tefillah. There can't be an air bubble. You have to make sure the water is touching every part of the kli. So similarly over here also, the snow has to touch every part of the kli as well, which makes it not as easy as it sounds. Now, what bracha do you make when you do this? The only case of that we change the bracha from al netilas yadayim to al tevilas yadayim is in a case where only tefillah would be an option and the tefillah would not be an option. We'll see what that is in a moment. But in this case, netilas yadayim is an acceptable bracha. You can't pour snow onto your hands and use that for netilas yadayim. Fine. If the water is not kosher for netilah, he said before a case of the water which is achor, so in regards to tefillah, that's fine. Mayim aluchim esruchim amorim. They're not acceptable for netilah, but they're acceptable for tevilah. If it's too acher, it's not kosher even for tevilah. But the cases of maluchim, suruchim, and morim are acceptable for tevilah, even though they are possible for netilah. So in that situation, we change the bracha. Mavarach al netilas tevilas yadayim. I will tell my maksherim, mavarach al netilas yadayim. Fine. We can combine the two waters. If If one hand is a done b'tevila, one hand is done b'netila, that's also acceptable. And in that situation, all opinions agree that the bracha is on the tilas yadayim. Have a good day.